From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Representatives from 192 nations are meeting in Copenhagen today in the largest conference ever on climate change. The BBC's Roger Harabin has more.
The conference opened to applause 40 minutes late. It began with an environmental film from Danish children, a message from the next generation for those delegates whose decisions here over the next fortnight may help shape the lives they lead. 34,000 people have tried to get accredited for this extraordinary meeting, an unprecedented demand. Hopes are high here that a deal can be done to lower emissions and raise cash to help poor countries adapt to climate change and obtain clean energy. The question is whether that agreement will be strong enough to meet the expectations of those children of the future.
The BBC's Roger Harabin in Copenhagen. The Iraqi parliament approved a new election law last night. It's designed to provide better representation in parliament for Iraq's Sunni Arab and Kurdish minorities. Officials say the passage will clear the way for a nationwide vote in late February. In Iran, witnesses say security police clashed with thousands of anti-government demonstrators outside Tehran University today, beating them and firing tear gas. Pro-reform activists called for students to rally today against Iran's clerical leadership. The Senate debate on overhauling the nation's health care system enters its second week today. Senators are to take up an amendment on abortion. The House-passed version of the health care bill would bar insurance plans subsidized by the government from covering abortion, even if the procedure is paid for entirely by the customer's premiums. Democrat Ben Nelson is offering similar language in his amendment today. President Obama spoke privately with Senate Democrats on Capitol Hill yesterday. He urged them to pass the bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Some senators came out of the meeting more optimistic. Montana's Max Baucus said President Obama reminded them of the historic importance of this legislation.
Hey, this is why we came here, everybody. This is why we hired out for these jobs, you know, just to help American people.
Baucus said he talked to some wavering Democrats after the speech and felt that they were leaning toward voting to move forward. That's the next step in the process, and Democrats need 60 votes to do it. Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats wouldn't be in that tricky position if they'd worked with Republicans more. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
It was 68 years ago today that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, prompting President Franklin Roosevelt to ask Congress to declare war.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
The Japanese sank four U.S. battleships and scores of planes. More than 2,000 servicemen and women died. Hundreds more were wounded. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Darfur say they've arrested several men in connection with a deadly attack on international peacekeepers. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
Rwandan peacekeepers in North Darfur have been attacked twice in recent days. In the first attack on Friday, south of the capital city of Al-Fashir, gunmen ambushed a convoy patrol, killing three Rwandan peacekeepers and injuring two others. And on Saturday, gunmen dressed in traditional robes killed two Rwandan peacekeepers who were distributing water at a camp for internally displaced people. Investigators for the Joint United Nations African Union Peacekeeping Force in Darfur, known as UNAMID, say they do not yet know whether the two attacks are related. But the governor of North Darfur says that several suspects are being taken to court to receive punishment. The governor blamed bandits for the attacks, saying that the bandits want to steal UNAMID's vehicles. But UNAMID peacekeepers have also reported intimidation from government forces in the region. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Election results in Romania show incumbent President Traian Băsescu won re-election yesterday. He defeated a leftist challenger by a narrow margin. Romania faces high unemployment and political turmoil. The ruling coalition government fell apart 2 months ago. Unofficial results in Bolivia say President Evo Morales easily won re-election yesterday. His supporters also won a convincing majority in the House and the Senate. He's Bolivia's first indigenous president. Speaking from the balcony of the presidential palace, Morales urged all sectors of society, including the opposition, to unite behind him. He's pledged to continue reforms to end racially based inequalities in Bolivia. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.